Blog Talk Radio.com.
Hey everybody, Cage Delaney here on America Tonight. Wherever you are, I hope you are happy, safe, and warm. Those are good things. Coming up on this hour of ATN, Robert Gates, the Secretary of Defense, on Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and how to implement it. How to allow gay Americans to serve their country. The president, in the meantime, there are large numbers of Republicans who think the president is racist, socialist, and not even a U.S. citizen. Are you surprised by this? Shocker. It's not a shocker. But there's some actual numbers, and I'll give you those numbers to give you a sense of how bad the perception is out there in some corners, certainly. By the way, speaking of the GOP, the president wants a big, fat rematch with the GOP. He wants a do-over. Should he get the do-over? And what am I even talking about? I'll jump to that, too. Plus, and this is scary when I saw these ugly numbers. You know, we do that thing, we can count. I was going to save it for we can count, but we got other stuff. 5.1 million homes are projected, I'm not making this up, to be worth less than 75% of the mortgage by June. Oof. I hope that's not in any of the neighborhoods where all of you are listening across America. Boy, and what happens is when the value loss for homeowners, when they think it's just, 75% value loss is ridiculous. So that's when people want to just walk away, and they do. In Detroit, a lot of people just walked away from their homes for a couple of different reasons. They were underwater in the mortgages and were being taken advantage of in some cases. And in other cases, it was that tipping point that, what are we doing here? We might as well just walk away because we're not getting anywhere. We are upside down and all over the place. I talked about this at the start of the week, the whole 9/11 trial deal. Hey, let's try Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, the Attorney General Eric Holder says, along with his four merry men in New York. It was the most insane thing. And I just knew when they announced it, we talked about it, that there was no strategy in this. Nobody thought about it beyond, let's make some big headlines. Let's appease people who are furious that we haven't shut down Gitmo, that we're not going to be able to shut down Gitmo on the 22nd of January, and we need to try these guys. We need to get it done. Let's make a big, bad statement here, and we're going to try them in New York. Then, when you figure out how much New York does, how much it's going to cost for them to have to pretty much lock down that part of Manhattan and the danger involved with it and the possibility of rallying other jihadists, just putting them dangling out there like giant carrots a couple of miles away from where the World Trade Center, the two towers, went down. I mean, it was an asinine decision to begin with. So now it's called Let's Take Back Our Words. And a lot of people have a lot of interesting things to say about it. It's the money, money, money. So a bunch of senators, and it's bipartisan. There's some Democrats. Jim Webb was one of them. I mentioned this on a previous show, the senator from Virginia, who's on board with some other Republicans. The notion of funding the 9/11 trials is ridiculous. And Jim Webb has jumped on the bandwagon along with Lindsey Graham and a few others. So anyway, Senator Saxby Chambliss, Republican from Georgia, happened to be on one of the cable shows. We grabbed a couple of his answers I thought that were worthy. One, just on the big bad decision in the first place. How do we get to this? Was anybody really thinking?
Well, it's going to be more than that. This is a way, obviously, to get at and a way to cut off the funding, which will, in effect, not allow them to try these individuals inside the United States. Now, when the Attorney General made that announcement, John, those of us who've been involved in the intelligence community and the armed services community knew then that this was a terrible decision. And it turns out that it was a decision that was not very well thought through. There was not the right kind of consultation with law enforcement officials in New York City, as well as the political structure within New York City. This is not the way to treat individuals who masterminded the killing and harming of over 3,000 Americans and who are directly responsible for the fact that today we are engaged in a military conflict in both Iraq and Afghanistan.
All right, and so going even a step further, why they should just be flat out tried at Gitmo? Why not a military tribunal? Why are we going this civilian route in the first place?
The decision by the president the day he was sworn in to announce he was going to close Guantanamo in a year again was not a very well thought out decision. There was no plan in place. There still is no plan in place as to what you're going to do with those individuals who are housed at Guantanamo. And look, John, we've gone down there and we have spent millions of taxpayer dollars both building a state-of-the-art facility to house those individuals, but also there's a very state-of-the-art facility from a judicial standpoint to try all of these individuals under the Military Justice Act. And, you know, the Military Commissions Act was improved last year. It was modified from the previous bill we passed, and it was designed specifically to try these individuals who are housed at Guantanamo, as well as other individuals that are captured on the battlefield. And, you know, why in the world do we want to bring these five individuals to New York City, give them constitutional rights that are guaranteed to American citizens versus trying individuals that in the future will be captured on the battlefield and bringing them in to be tried at Guantanamo under the Military Commissions Act? Makes no sense at all.
All right, I agree. It makes no sense at all. He pretty much sums up the feelings of a big chunk of those on the Hill who don't want to open the wallet and pay for these trials, and a bunch of Americans, many of you have called this show, who don't feel it's right either. Now, we have had people that have called the show and have said, and I welcome all comments. Remember, America Tonight is about conversation, baby. I'm not a hater. Let's hear what anyone has to say. 800-259-5791. There is the point of view that, hey, we look like thugs. I mean, we are terrorizing. It's just brutal. Gitmo was brutal. How dare we not process these so-called terrorists? Because are really all of them terrorists? You know the other side of this argument, certainly. You know, you got to look at it even from a survival standpoint, which is what Mayor Bloomberg is now realizing, which is what several of the senators are realizing. There's just no way you can do this in the United States. You can't. And to pay the money, for us to pay the money, use tax money to have Khalid Sheikh Mohammed on our ground somewhere being tried, wasting all that time, wasting all that effort, and the whole idea of a fair trial, of using our system of justice, are you kidding me? I mean, let's be real about it. Let's be real. Let's be grown-ups about it. That's the thing. As he said there, the state-of-the-art prison, we've talked to, and hey, one of them was a Democrat. One was a Democrat, one was Republican, and one really was just neither. And we've talked to people through the years who have gone there, including we always have Jeff Atticott on, our terrorism expert, and he was just there a little over a year ago. And they talk about what it's like at Gitmo and, you know, having being spit in the face, having feces thrown at them. And it is a state-of-the-art facility. Three squares, good treatment. So, I don't know. You decide. Is it barbaric not to hurry up, get this process, get the due process going, not go through, not do the trials? What say you, America? 800-259-5791. Stay with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you like vitamins, say, I like vitamins.com.
Vitamin lovers, it's your choice. Take pills and capsules with only about a 10 to 20% absorption rate, or take 10-in-1 liquid vitamin and mineral supplement at up to a 98% absorption rate. Yes, 10 formulas in one bottle. 10-in-1 liquid supplement is in your system in as little as 3 minutes.
Just shake it and take it.
Go to ilikevitamins.com now and see our amazing video. 10-in-1 contains 23 essential vitamins, trace minerals, goji berry, acai, mangosteen, pomegranate, shiitake, Androcete extract, rhodiola, lycopene, aloe, CoQ10, amalaki, and much more. All that and saves money, too. Now you can get a one-month supply for only $29.97, plus shipping and handling. 10-in-1 great-tasting liquid supplement is equal to taking up to 5 different products and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to ilikevitamins.com. That's ilikevitamins.com. Or call 256-444-8000. 256-444-8000. Distributors wanted. Details at ilikevitamins.com.
America Tonight. I always say, flip me an email, americatonight.net. And a lot of you flip me some incredible emails, really well thought out stuff. And we're going to go to the mailbag in a couple of minutes. In the meantime, let's head over to Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing? Gorgeous.
I'm great. How are you?
Both hunky and dory.
I knew you were going to say that.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
That is your set line. You have it down.
Yeah, I think that's what's going to stay in my head. So when I pass away, hopefully not for another 30 or 40 years.
Hunky like, and Dory?
Hunky and Dory. Yeah, beloved, you know, yeah. Hunky
I
and
like
Dory.
I like it.
I like it.
It works.
Yeah, it works for me, too.
Mm-hmm.
It works for me, too. Okay. Now, unfortunately, with this trial coming up, how about we call in Monty Hall or Wayne Brady as the new host of Let's Make a Deal and let them take care of it? I said, all right, guys. You can take Life in Front of a Firing Squad, or take what's coming down, or what's behind door number two. That would definitely save a lot of people, you know, a lot of time and money. But I know.
And of course, that really wouldn't work in the real world. But no. I understand what you're saying. Here's what the problem is. It's the whole perception thing. What is really happening at Gitmo? What happened in the past? What's happening to the due process of the people that are there?
Mm-hmm.
What's happening? You know, how many really have terrorist ties? This is all the kind of stuff that you hear back and forth.
Right.
So the bottom line is, why can't you do military tribunals? Trot out the evidence. Go with the evidence. And then proceed from there. I think that's fair. I think it's better. You're not going to find an impartial jury in the United States, I don't believe. I don't believe you can.
Please, Kate, that's too easy.
It's too obvious to do that, right?
Yeah.
And why? You know, here's the other thing.
What?
I understand about getting along with your neighbors. Absolutely. Don't we really, in reality, come on, even some of us that are hardcore, a kinder, gentler world is better for everybody. We all agree on that.
Sure.
But there are people that don't want the same thing. And there are only certain things you can do to deal with those people. Do we really, honestly, when we sit and think and discuss this, do you really think, it's like this idea of extending the olive branch to the Taliban.
Right.
Do you really think the hardcore jihadist personality, the Al Qaeda guys, are giving up what they love to do, that they're just going to say, absolutely, let's live in the caves, we're cool, we're all good, we're all buddies now, let's forget, let's move on. It's not happening.
No, for these guys, and I apologize.
No.
For these guys, this is probably better than, okay, I'll come out.
Better than sex?
Thank you.
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I guess you heard what happened, you heard what happened today in Israel?
No, tell me.
Okay, two big canisters full of explosives.
Oh, yeah. I heard that.
Yeah. So, first thing I did is I called Steve. I said, obviously you're not going to that beach. He goes, remember, Uncle, I'm a member of the clergy now. Clergymen aren't supposed to show up at beaches. It gives us a bad reputation. I went, okay, fine. I'm not going to argue with it. He said, by the way, who's in Nets tonight for the Canadians? And then we started talking about the Canadians, of course, and whatever. But,
Let's rewind that for people who don't know. When we talk about Israel, we talk about Israel a lot because your nephew, if you're just listening and you're listening to Sam for the first time, Sam has a nephew who is a rabbi in Israel. It's interesting to get his perspective. It's interesting to view things that happen, I think, around the world through his eyes. We've had journalists on from the Jerusalem Post and some other things.
You know what I think of that newspaper?
You don't like it.
It's good to wipe my derriere after taking a you-know-what.
I just knew you were going to say that.
Because it is so left-wing, anti-religious.
Yes.
I said, Steve, what do you think of the Jerusalem Post? Well, it's good for sports scores. The rest of the time,
Okay, so here's the thing. You see these, and then we move from the canisters to the deal with Iran and saying no problem with the UN nuclear deal. We keep hearing about this. And then all eyes are on Israel, and what's Israel going to do? If I'm Israel, I'm sorry. I got my weapons ready to go. I am locked and loaded. I do not trust Ahmadinejad as far as I could possibly throw this guy. And there's just no way. So the president announces this decision that he's going to have no problem giving the West their low-enriched uranium and taking it back several months later when it's enriched by 20%. He has no problem sending it abroad.
Oh, Paul, as Michelle used to say in Full House, oh, please.
Exactly. There's more to this story.
Yeah, you know it. And, it's like, a quick story and I'll let you go. I remember my first trip to Israel, I asked the gentleman, will we ever see peace? He goes, not in my lifetime. So I remember Steve was giving over Christmas holiday, was giving a tour to a bunch of, high school kids. And one of the chaperones asked, will there ever be peace? He goes, what my uncle said, not in my lifetime. You'll never see peace in the Middle East no matter what. You could be the most religious, oh, God will protect me type person. Sorry, but.
It runs deep, the religious feelings and the divides. We're talking thousands of years.
Right, and you have the very ultra-Orthodox Jews who don't believe in the State of Israel until the Messiah comes. So I remember, and that really bleeps me off. So I remember asking one of them once, I said, what would you do if a Katyusha rocket was coming straight for your head? He goes, God would protect me. I said, with all the respect between you and God, sir, that is a cheap answer.
Yeah. That's good. That's a cheap answer. We're going to end on that note. Slam and Sammy, you take care. Talking about that with Sam, and we could talk about this rhetoric all night long. We've done it for 3.5 years. How do you get inside their heads? What do you do? Geez, isn't it? Can't we find a way to make peace? Can't we do something? So now we look at the Taliban and we're trying supposedly to decide who are the good Taliban and the evil Taliban. How do you do that? So there was a move by the United Nations last week to remove 5 former Taliban members from their official sanctions list. There is a definite belief, and you can tell in all the things that we've talked about and all the things that get reported by the United States and the international guys, that some less active, we'll call them, leaders of the Afghan Taliban no longer are linked as closely as they were to the Al-Qaeda network that they actually hid before the terror attacks on this country on September 11th, 2001. So now the decision is, are we shifting policy? Do we transform, and this is what they're talking about in the Obama administration, do we transform the Afghanistan war from this international conflict to an internal political struggle mostly handled by the Afghans? And how do you promote that change? Well, it's what Hamid Karzai said, extending the olive branch to the Taliban. So you try to negotiate with and buy out, give cash to mid-level Taliban figures who are willing to renounce violence and abandon their fight. But I'll say it again. Do we really think, I'm just being honest, do we really think that you can do that, it will work successfully, and Afghanistan is going to be perfectly fine? That I think what you're doing is you're playing both sides against the middle, and sure, I'll take the money. Yeah, I'll take the money. I'll renounce. You betcha. My ideology, I have just flipped overnight. I am gonna laugh all the way to the bank from these Americans and international folks. And then once everything settles down, I'm going to turn in a much different direction. We know that's what's going to happen. You're not going to change thousands of years of ideology. And you can sit down with lots of diplomats who will tell you about different meetings that have taken place, that will tell you about different things that have been tried in the past. Of course, most of it's off the record. And they too do not believe that this is possible, that you can take thousands of years and divvy up the factions as to you're the good Taliban, you're the evil Taliban, you'll renounce. I mean, just even saying it out loud, it just sounds so ridiculous. When Karzai said that last week, I thought, you know, I mean, really, dude, you are reaching. You are reaching for something that's not going to happen, and Afghanistan is, I think, is still going to continue to be the hornet's nest and a stomping grounds, a training ground, whatever. You know, some Taliban leaders even say they may never come off the list, like Mohammed Omar. And that's, you're talking about the fight against the U.S. forces in eastern Afghanistan. We're going to take some calls on the flip side. If you guys hang on, we're up against it. 800-259-5791 plus, I promise, we will get to the emails and the mailbag before we skedaddle from this hour. So stay through.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We are now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. That's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
America Tonight. Let's go to the phone lines. A lot of people waiting to talk. You can join in the conversation, 800-259-5791, or to vent in most cases. Let's go to Mark in Long Island. Hey, Mark.
Hi, Kate. Three topics, and then I'll get off the air. You can either have me expound on them or just let them go.
Go ahead.
Number one, when Obama... Say what you want about the last decision about the Supreme Court. And I know the people like Alex Jones have said that it's constricting the rights of the individual to dedicate your cash, campaign limits to elections, and whereas corporations can open the floodgates. But I believe, I haven't read the decision, but I'm just from what I believe, that Roberts said that he wanted to err on the side of the First Amendment. So when your president dressed down the Supreme Court and Alito mouthed the words not true, the left came out against Alito, and I was infuriated. Now, look, I know I'm just a blue-collar jerk, but you have to listen to what I'm saying, America and Kate. When the president at the State of the Union dresses down the Supreme Court, it's done purposely. He's trying to sow seeds of discontent. He's trying to delegitimize the court because he didn't appreciate the decision the way it was made. And the reason he's doing that, and I know people are going to say you're just a one-issue guy, that's the case of McDonald versus Chicago, which is the incorporation of the Second Amendment into the Constitution and its possible effect on local and state gun laws, is the reason why he did this. He wants to sow disconcert towards the court. So he dressed them down, and these senators that get up and clapped behind them because they didn't appreciate that they tried to come down on the first for the individual of the First Amendment. Now, we can debate the actual case, but that's what he's doing. It was unconscionable that the president would delegitimate, try to upset the court, because on a similar topic.
Wait. I'm going to back up. I agree with you in one sense, too. Wrong place, wrong time. It was on purpose. Yeah, I agree with you. If anything else, just besides that, the legitimacy factor also, it's a question of taking a cheap shot, really, from a big pulpit. I thought it was poor, yeah.
That was one of the most, it was probably overlooked slights and that of the address. And his Solicitor General Kagan, who is also with Cass Sunstein on the short list to replace Ruth Bader Ginsburg, they came out in their arguments during the First Amendment saying that because of the Hillary movie that the Citizens United wanted to put out about Hillary, that's what it basically came down to. She said it would be okay to ban books. This is where this president and his Solicitor General and Cass Sunstein, that's what they believe, America. So don't let this slip by. And then the Democrats came out and chastised Alito for talking back to the president, equating it with Joe Wilson's "You Lie." Well, you know what? He did lie, the piece of dirt. Now, let me leave that there. Then the second thing was the drug war in Mexico. There's a fellow anthropologist by Campbell. We're going all around the world fighting wars. We have a failed state south of the border here. I talked to you about it last week. I'm talking about it again. 13 more or 26 more murders this week. And what the anthropologist talked about was the massive corruption in the police and military in Mexico that are giving, not only helping the cartels who are fighting, they're giving them their weapons. They're not coming from this country. That's another canard the president is giving up about somehow our gun laws, the Second Amendment, helping the Mexican cartel. The military and the police are so corrupt. And I'm sorry, American police officers, he said that the corruption on this side of the border is not spoken about. This is an anthropologist named Campbell. He mentioned in an article in Reason Magazine how the DEA and other, and they have been caught helping the cartels because the money is so bad. And this is last paragraph of his topic. He said, how are the drugs getting here? Well, they're cutting out the airlines, the small plane flights into this country. What did Uncle Mark in New York say to you? The trucks, he said the 18-wheelers are bringing the drugs in because they cannot stop all of the trucks
right.
Get them inspected.
At the border,
Right. So it's not me saying it. It's an anthropologist named Campbell. You can Google his name. He wrote the article for Reason Magazine that the truckers are, the Mexican trucks are bringing the drugs in. So that drug war is a farce. It's just driving me nuts that this information isn't coming out. I had one other topic that I'm just so off the wall here. I know you have other callers. I'll call you tomorrow. Thanks.
All right. That's all right. It's interesting. Thanks, Mark. What he's talking about with the trucks, it is scary because there's kind of a system they have since I covered the border in Juarez. I mentioned this the other night before it was too hairy, but there were still problems with drugs. And went along with the Border Patrol and saw what they do and how many they check. And even though it's been beefed up a little bit of Juarez and in Tijuana, there still are other areas where a lot of those trucks are getting through. I think they should stop every single one of them. I mean, if this is what's happening and this is the pipeline, screw it. Then you got to wait in line. Maybe it's going to be big problems at the border are going to be long waits, but pull them over. They've got little stalls. They can pull the trucks over, so they should do that. Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas, how are you doing?
Well, I'm all right there, Kate. You know, I would love, Kate, to have a terrorist tried in civilian courts in New York if this was 1944. You know, because then we had courts that would, put them straight into the electric chair. Then we had Americans that would, you know, would have lynched them as soon as they got near the court. You know, but it's totally different now. You know, it's like we have a rookie quarterback now. And, you know, a rookie quarterback listens to the coach, right? And this rookie quarterback that we have now, he's like handing the ball off to the lineman. In other words, like having civilian courts carry the football instead of military courts, you know? He's just deciding to have no huddles. And instead of, you know, interrogating these terrorists who try to blow up the plane in Detroit, he just has them talk to him for 50 minutes and reads him his rights.
I agree, and that was ridiculous. That has to be the biggest blunder of all.
Yeah, you know, the homosexuality thing, it's like going the wrong way with the football, you know? I mean, it's this rookie quarterback is, I mean, he's even trying to bribe the other team. You know, in Afghanistan.
Yeah, but that's not going to work. It is not going to work.
You know, with the quarterback that acts like this thinks he knows more than everybody else. And that's why Americans, you know, realize that we can't do the things that we used to do back when Americans were proud of being Americans. Today, our youth have been taught by decades upon decades of left-wing teachers that America is not the greatest, that we're bad, that we had slavery, that we did deal with the civil rights, and that we killed civilians here, and that we dropped the bomb on Hiroshima, you know. I mean, it's like the history class should be called Hate America class. And, you know, it's a
shame.
Yeah,
that's unbalanced. I mean, it's unbalanced. Even if there's different points of view, you're right. It is a shame. There are a couple of things in this whole deal that's happened since 9/11 that I don't understand how it's escalated to the height of where we've gotten. And then it's a question of whose rights are being protected, Americans or everybody else but Americans' rights. Yeah, that's what I mean. Oh, it comes down to that in some of these cases, and it's ridiculous. With the 9/11 trials, it makes absolutely no sense to me that was even, of course, it was poor planning again. It wasn't thought out. The strategy wasn't thought out. And now they got to take it back. And it's a question of punting and figuring out what to do. And it's just happening too much.
I got a great idea, Kate. Let's outsource the trials.
There you go. What country wants to hold these trials? Exactly.
You know, they do everything else. They'll do it a lot real cheap, and, man, that's what we should do. Outsource the terrorist trials to China. And on that, I'll leave you. That was a great idea.
All right. We'll see what the Chinese say. Thanks to Maas. Of course, they're not going to want it because they don't want that on their hands. They don't want to deal with it. They just want to play in the money space and the growth space, and we're becoming the world leader space, which they are. The coming up in a few minutes, we'll get to the mailbag segment. But in talking about Abdullah Muttalib, here's what happened. The FBI director, Robert Mueller, told the Senate today that Abdullah Muttalib, the Christmas Day bomber, did talk to FBI agents after he was arrested on Christmas Day, and he spoke freely until he went into surgery because he burned his legs, remember? After the surgery, when the FBI wanted to continue to question him, he had lawyered up, and he made it clear he wouldn't answer any further questions. When the agents had satisfied themselves pretty much of that, then because he wasn't going to say anything else, they read him his Miranda rights. That's exactly what happened. So now he's got this renewed cooperation, and this is in preparation for a guilty plea, I guess, and that would spare him the death penalty. So now the angle is he is a criminal defendant, and he's gotten this Miranda warning. Instead of declaring him an enemy combatant and subjecting him to questioning by intelligence officers, how much information did we get and how much did we lose? Well, it looks like we actually lost a lot. That's the problem. It's the need for intelligence versus the need for prosecutions. There has to be the right balance there. Coming up, we got the email. Stay with us.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from four levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy eight flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard round the world.
Is it safe to breathe anymore? Crowded public places, global pandemics, and news reports of potential new strains of bacteria and viruses make you wonder, what if there was a germ-killing nasal spray that acted almost like hand sanitizer for your nose? There is. It's called Sinofresh Homeopathic Nasal Spray, and it's a proven germ killer. Sinofresh is a revolutionary doctor-recommended nasal spray that kills a broad spectrum of viruses, bacteria, molds, and fungi on contact in your nose. Sinofresh causes no drug interactions, no loss of smell, no rebound congestion, contains no alcohol, is non-habit forming, and is safe for daily use. Sinofresh must be a part of your family survival plan. Go to GCNlive.com now and click on the Sinofresh banner. The first 1,000 customers to click on the Sinofresh banner and purchase Sinofresh antiseptic nasal spray are instantly registered to win a free 24-bottle case. Go to GCNlive.com and click on Sinofresh. Breathe free. Breathe safe. Use Sinofresh. It works.
For men who want intimacy and pleasure back in their life, it's not a question of if, but when. So, Ben, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just three capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 1-877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Coming up, I promise we're going to get to the mailbag. Yeah. You can flip me an email, day or night, americatonight.net. Don's been hanging in there for a while, though. Let's go to him in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Yeah, what gives? So.
Yeah, what hey, gives? What's you know up, that, man?
What, yeah. Hey, you know that Madonna song you had on a little while ago? I thought you might have a jihadist actually call you up.
You know, they want seven virgins. Yeah.
Yeah, man, 70-something, isn't it? I mean, that's all they think about, right, is virgins in heaven. But anyways, hey, and by the way, I don't know if you heard, man, Kate, this economy is, this job thing is tough. Say
it
how
is
tough.
Tough
is it?
It is tough. I've talked to lots of people. I know a lot of people that are out of work and have been out of work for
well,
a long time.
Horses are losing their job now, Kate. Hear what happened with San Diego Police Department? They're letting their horse division go.
Yeah, because well, they can't afford them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the horses are getting fired now. I mean, it's bad when a horse can't keep its job. So, but anyway, by the way, I think those drugs are on the wrong side of the border. Gotta be up coming from Canada now.
Well, you still have them flowing in from Mexico. Are you kidding me?
No, they gotta be coming from Canada. Those people are smoking something up there. You talk to Sam next time. Ask them what they're smoking. Because I read this article about how they think they're going to win the Winter Olympics because they're hosting it. And I'm like, are these people high or something like that? I mean, it's one thing to, you know, have the, I mean, it's like New Orleans. They think they're going to win because they're in and having a party already or something. I don't know. They might, but I just shook my head and then I started thinking, poor Sam. I think that whole country is going to lethargy if if the U.S. beat them in hockey up in Canada in the Olympics, don't you think?
Well, you know what? There's always a great chance that they can beat them in hockey. In fact, there's a lot of sports going into this. We already know this, that the Americans should fare pretty well in. It's really, we're always at the top of the medal list. And I wouldn't count on, that's ridiculous, I didn't read those headlines, if they're thinking they're going to win more medals. You know, like even that crazy Bodie Miller is going to race all six events at the Olympics, and I have a feeling he's going to kick some butt this time around.
Well, I'll tell you, those hockey guys must be doing something right. One of them's going out with Carrie Underwood now. So, but hey, listen, I saw Mel's new movie this weekend, and all I could say is, you know, Mark was talking about the thing with Alito and the First Amendment and
sure.
Second
Amendment, yeah.
Groups of people being able to donate as much as they want, i.e. corporations. And
mm-hmm.
and this movie, I'm not going to spoil it for anybody, but it's a perfect example of where I happen to be on the side of Obama. I'm sick and tired of seeing these $100-200 million campaigns and corporations and people buying off politicians but in any case,
What was the movie you saw again?
Mel's new one, Edge of Darkness.
So it's got
when you're done with the movie, it's a really good movie. I mean, Mel normally makes them or is in really good movies, but
mm-hmm.
you know, at the end you're just sitting there going, yeah, that's what happens when politicians get bought off. But in any case, Cage, I guess the Oscars came out today, and they said they were going to go to the 10 film format, and I just said to myself, you know what? I'm sorry Dark Knight didn't get nominated last year, but I was looking at some of the titles of these films, and I mean, in education, I'm sure it's a cute movie, but who cares? I don't think it's an Oscar-level film, you know, and some of these other movies I was just, you know, shake. I did see that Hurt Locker on video, by the way, and you know, it's an interesting movie, but I just, there's just nothing out there right now. I don't think that,
I thought the Hurt Locker was a good movie. I thought it was pretty good because you got to, in talking to a lot of the soldiers that come back, what happened in that movie, I thought seemed pretty realistic from what they described, people that were really there.
I admit that's what the story is, but I don't know. I watched it, and Jeremy Renner did a great job acting, and it describes what's going on there. But I don't know.
What do you think? Let me ask you this: what do you think of all the pictures, like Best Picture? What do you think the Best Picture should be? There was Up in the Air. There was that animated film Up. There was Hurt Locker. There was Avatar that was in the field. There was Julie and Julia. What would you pick from that?
I don't think Julie and Julia got nominated for Best Picture. I don't think it did.
I thought they were. Sandra Bullock,
sure,
that movie she was in?
It's ridiculous. They know there's people like me who like to see all the films, but I'm just not going to, I'm just not going to go out of my way to make sure I've seen all 10 of them. If it was five, maybe I can get around to seeing them. By the way, wait, let me stop you.
You were right on that. It wasn't, she was nominated again.
Right.
Meryl Streep was. It was Avatar, The Blind Side, District 9, An Education, Hurt Locker, and Glorious Bastards. That was a good movie. Precious,
yeah.
That's just getting buzzed, but I don't get that as Best Picture. A Serious Man, up in the Air. I mean, maybe 10 is too much, yeah.
And a lot of those are good movies, and Glorious Bastards, Up in the Air. But, Kate, I mean, come on. Avatar is running away with everything right now.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, you did see it, you said?
Yeah.
I don't know about the, the only thing that turned me off about the film, I think, was there was quite a bit, you know, there was quite a few bad language in that movie, and it didn't need to be in there. And they knew, James Cameron knew when he made that film that there's going to be tons of 6, 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old kids going to see this movie with their parents, and there's a lot of bad language that I just, you may not catch it unless you're paying attention, but I was just kind of, I had a friend of mine who's got 27-year-old boys that was right behind me buying tickets, and I just sat there and I said, I saw him on the side of the theater with his little boys, and I thought, these are words that little kids ought to be hearing, but other than that, it's a great movie. I mean, it's a futuristic look at movies probably, and it's probably going to win the whole thing, but I don't know about this 10 thing, 10 films, that's just too many, I mean, somebody's always going to get left out, and like I said, I'm sorry the Dark Knight got left out last year, but that right. seemed to be the stir of why this changed. But listen, you wanted to cure me, and I got to let you go, so we'll catch up with you later.
All right, thanks, Don. Don says 10 is too many. Actually, that's an interesting perspective. I didn't really think about that. But then it's almost two. Like, everybody's nominated, and maybe smaller is better. There is something about that. Sorry to my friends in Texas who think always bigger is better. All right, time to head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Ooh, yes, I do. This one from Jason O'Connell. He says, you mentioned finding an impartial jury. Has anyone even brought up a jury of your peers? All they need is one radical. Doesn't even have to be a Muslim to agree with them, and they'll get off. Then what we do, send them back to their home country so they can hook back up with their old allies? Ooh, I got a better idea. Let's let them loose in the U.S. because we are trying them as if they are U.S. citizens. They may as well get the same rights we do. Total sarcasm. I love it. I agree with you. Seriously, what will happen if one or all are found not guilty? Do we release them or lock them back up? And if we just lock them back up, then what was the point of having the trial in the first place? And if we set them free, then we would be setting a legal precedent that will haunt us forever. Thanks for your time, Jason. Jason, you made some good points. That is the concern. Why would they get the same rights that we do? And we're talking about, that's the difference, enemy combatants? Or are we talking about the same rights as Americans? This is the problem. The problem, my friends. Okay, this one from Amber. She says, Kate, you've been making a point about the 9/11 trials. I agree with you. Piss poor planning, if I can say that. Oops, if I can't. Why, oh, why did they not think this out? How could Eric Holder, with a straight face and as the attorney general, say we're going to hold these trials in our federal courts? We've done it before, and we're going to do it in New York City, and not realize what he was causing as a result of it. Who's paying for it? Hello, that was the first problem. Yeah, that was the first problem. You could even just look at the money problem. You look at the money problem and go from the security issue to the problem of rallying the troops, if you will, meaning the followers. Hey, this is great. Look what you're doing to our guys. Want to talk about martyr? Yeah. Uh-huh. How about this? This one's from Dennis McMahon. We love Dennis. He says, your 235 caller was right. This administration is about as transparent as the Nixon White House in the business it wants to advance. There's something very Nixonian about these guys. With all respect to Nixon, have a great day. All right, thanks for the emails. You can flip me those emails anytime at americatonight.net. You know, I'm a big fan of Tom Jefferson because I'm a fan of small government. It was Tom Jefferson who said, I have no ambition to govern men. It is a painful and thankless office. Words to think about.
Worse? How could they get any worse? Take a look around you, Alan. We're at the threshold of hell.
This constant bickering is going to put me in a coma.
We're talking about back in 5 minutes. Just wait longer.